Hey everyone, happy Wednesday. I know it is not Monday, the traditional day of gets into night, it is Wednesday. My hard drive broke, which sucked, and definitely put a kink into my workflow, hence why there's no Monday video, and probably why there's no Wednesday video today too. I lost like maybe 10 days worth of videos, which sucked. It was pretty rough, but I am getting back on track. So here's your slightly delayed get to know night. The weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. We have 303 questions. Wow, that's a nice little number there. So let's get into it. The first question I have is from Anonymous. If you're out in public and you see someone not wearing their mask, what's the first thought you have? Oh man. It's become weirdly enough one of my biggest pet peeves is like people not listening to mask culture. I don't get it. So often do I see like full blown adults enter into places that have like clear signs that say please wear a mask at all time, and then like I don't know what it is, like why people are trying to like sneak not wearing a mask until they're told. It boggles my mind. Like, I don't know. I don't understand. Like, we're a year into it, and people are still just, like, only wearing a mask just to, like, get entry, and then afterwards they're just like, oh, well, I'm just gonna wear it off because no one's telling me. Like, I don't know. It blows my mind. It's, like, one of those things where I'm just like, oh, my God. How do you not understand that you need to wear this? Because it's about your health, but it's also about other people's health too. It's about consideration. When I see people who don't wear their who have masks and are told that they have to wear masks, but then choose not to wear the mask, I just think, why are you so inconsiderate? You got to be considerate to people. Because you're not really just doing it for yourself. You're doing it for other people too. You got to think it's more than just me. But yes, oh my God, it's been driving me just absolutely batshit. That's been like my biggest complaint of the pandemic is people who just don't wear their mask for some reason. I've been wearing a mask for so long and I would love to not wear one anymore. And I get it, if you're vaccinated, sure, but still, vaccinated, but still, come on, wear a mask. Let me get off my soapbox now. The next question is, will you be doing another Ramble Fap? Again, from Anonymous. Yeah, no, totally. It's been a while since I've done a Ramble Fap. I'm definitely probably going to have one. Hopefully it'll come out next Saturday for Sexy Saturday. Anonymous asked, do you like hot or cold pizza? I know people eat breakfast that were or people have cold pizza for breakfast, but I prefer my pizza hot. Yeah, I too. I don't. Also, if you hear thunder in the background, it's just a massive storm outside. Yeah, I don't understand people who could have cold pizza either. Like, pizza has to be, like, piping hot. Like, lukewarm pizza to me is just as bad as cold pizza. Like, I have to have fresh pizza. Like, there's, like, a window where it's perfect, and after that, I'm just like, I'm not about it anymore. Anonymous says, are you an indoor or an outdoor person? Like, a cat. Am I an indoor or an outdoor cat? I am an indoor cat. I think when I was younger, I was more of an outdoor person, but as I've gotten older, I love like nesting. I love my house. I love like being in. It's just so nice. When I was younger, I was way more like, let's go out and do stuff. And now I'm like, home's so comfy. Why do we have to even go anywhere? What are you talking about? There's nothing out there. Oh, Anonymous says, can you please explain how Movie Night works? Do we do by Zoom or other platform? Chat online? Live? Thank you. Movie Night used to be live. It used to be live in the early days of me doing it. There were some legal issues that made it so we can't do it live anymore. So the way it works now is it's almost like a director's commentary in a way where you have... The way you're supposed to do it is you have the audio, you start it. I suggest loading up the movie on whatever platform, whether it's like Hulu or Netflix or if you have a DVD. Load up to the very start of the movie. And then I'm just going to say 1, 2, 3, 2, 1. And right when I count down, that's when you hit play. And it should be in sync, so we're watching the same movie basically together, and you can like watch it as an experience of watching the movie with me, because I'll be with you every step of the way. But yeah, so that's kind of how movie night works now. Let's see. Anonymous asks, I'm new, so forgive me if you've answered this before, but what's your favorite part of being an ASMR artist? Thank you. What's my favorite part? I think it's the simplicity of the craft, if that makes sense. Coming from just like a field where you needed a lot more production to make things. Like if I want to make a movie, right? I need a camera department, I need grips, I need lighting, I need actors and a director, a producer, a writing staff, I need, you know, permitting and like all this. There's so many constraints between the conceptual and then the actualization of it that at least in this format I can really just be like, what's my idea? And then boom. Like there's very little between me and the end product, which I really like. I also like the part of it that also allows people to find like comfort and solace in this thing that I do. I think it kind of feels pretentious to be like, oh, I'm doing something that helps people. But in a lot of ways, I think, yeah, I am doing something that helps people in moments when they don't really have anywhere else to turn to. And I super relate to that, like being in a space where you're like, oh, I have these like problems and I don't know who to talk to or who to like who do I lean on in this moment? And like this external thing is like a support that you just can't really find anywhere else. So, yeah, I hope that answers the question. Let's see. Let's see. Sarah asks, I'm just curious, what does your girlfriend think about your audios and how did she react when she found out? She didn't really find out. I was pretty upfront with her at the very beginning about what I did for a living. And she's been super supportive. She's been unbelievably supportive. I don't think there's anyone else in the world who could be as supportive as she's been with my career. But yeah, I told her basically at the outset, because there was no sense in like not telling her, because it was going to be, it's like either she was on board or she wasn't going to be on board, you know? So it was just something that was kind of talked about at the very, very early beginning of our relationship. But yeah, let's see. Let's see. Is it true that you're engaged? I'm currently not engaged, no. It's funny. Is there a rumor that I'm engaged going around? There's a lot of requests for audios. Let me just put this out here real quick. If you guys want me, if you were requesting an audio, please, please, please go to the idea submission line. Because even though I might be like, oh, that's a really cool idea on Get to Know Night, and I might say, yeah, I'm going to do that, I will totally forget to do that because it's not on the idea submission line. Like, questions on Get to Know Night, after I answer them, go into the ether. But things on the idea submission board stay up there until they get done. So if you have a concept, an idea, part two, any of it at all, go to the idea submission line. It should be on Patreon. Because I get so many questions that are like, please do part two to this. And I'm like, yeah, I would love to, but it's not in the right place because I'm going to totally forget if it's not there. So please, 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 if you actually do want like a part two to things or an idea, just go over there and submit it because it will get done over there. Yeah. Anonymous asks, would it be possible to add or transfer option to redeem KISS shoutouts and bad art using Twitch Buck or Night Bucks on Twitch? Yes, I might I might move those over. I'm just getting the Nightbook system kind of sorted out and working as best I can first. And then once I'm like happy with the way it's functioning, then I'll be implementing some of the stuff from Streamlabs over there. For those of you who haven't been on the stream for very long, the stream has changed and morphed a lot since I started streaming. It's become a different thing now. Because I think initially when I started streaming, I was doing things like commentary roundup, where I would just read YouTube comments and stuff like that. Whereas now we're like gaming and doing other stuff. I wouldn't be against bringing that back, where I read YouTube comments, like I used to. That was actually a lot of fun. That all that kind of stuff, like the Redeem Kiss, Redeem Shoutout, Bad Art might not make it over, but at least Redeem Shoutout and Redeem Kiss were probably going to come back across to Twitch at some point. So hopefully that answers your question. Anonymous asks, are you afraid of big bumblebees? Spring has started and they're coming out and raise my anxiety. Any tips on not to freak out? Oh, yeah. Well, if you're talking about bees, specifically bees, not hornets or wasps, my advice is just relax. I know that's like really counterintuitive, but just try to stay calm. They have no intention of stinging you whatsoever. They don't want to sting you. They really have no desire to at all. If it's a hornet or a wasp, those things want to hurt you, and I can't really help you with that. Like, just try not to be near hornets or wasps. They're gonna probably sting you. Like, there's no two ways about that. They're bastards. Both hornets and wasps are total bastards, and they'll sting you and they'll hurt you for no reason whatsoever, because they're just terrible. Bees, on the other hand, are wonderful. They're wonderful creatures. They're like super important for the environment. They pollinate things. They're your friends. They're not trying to hurt you at all. They're just trying to like go about their day. So if you just let them go about their day, they won't hurt you. If they land on you, if they like come near you, it's because you're wearing bright colors and they think you're a flower, which is a compliment. They think you're a flower. You smell great. But as soon as they're like, oh, we can't pollinate this, they'll fly away. Like, they're not, if they land on you, just stay calm, close your eyes, just relax, hang out for a couple seconds, they'll fly away eventually. They're not in the business of stinging you, because if they sting you, they're gonna die. And they very much like to live. So don't be afraid of bees. Bees are your friends. Hornets, wasps, yeah. Swatter those things, kill them. They're awful monsters. Bees, your friend. Don't hurt them. That's my little my bee talk. I'm not really afraid of bees. I'm afraid of hornets in the sense of like, if I was on a roof or something and I knocked over something, I was like, oh shit, that's a hornet's nest, I would be very afraid. But like an individual hornet doesn't really scare me, nor do wasps, nor do bees. I think for my money, spiders are kind of the big fear. Don't like spiders. But again, spiders are our friend. They're doing stuff for the environment, so I can't be too upset about it. But yeah. Lily says, if you can play any character from any show or movie, who would it be? Oh my god. Am I playing it in like the fictional sense? Like I'm like in the movie or thing, or am I playing in like the real sense, like I'm an actor? God, what role would I want to be? I don't know. Like, any character from any show or movie. Oh, man. I don't know. If they're going to do a remake of Flash Gordon, I would love to be... Oh, man. What's the name of the Emperor? Gordon's alive? I don't know. Who would I want to be? There's just too much possibility space here. Like, I think Keanu Reeves had a lot of fun doing The Matrix. Like, if I was to act, that would be a fun one. I'm trying to think. Like, what's like a... John Connor in Terminator would be a fun one, too. I guess like the thing is, I'm thinking with like my age now, like what would I like conceivably play? Like who's my character? And I'm obviously tight casting the hell out of myself too. It's like, oh, like with your range and everything. I don't know. I'd want to play a villain. I don't know who would be like a good villain that I could play though. Maybe in a Disney animated film would be cool. I could do some like villainy stuff. Yeah. Man, it's hard. Ooh. Would love to play Fry on Futurama. The voice of Fry would be tons of fun for me. I'd love that. Or Farnsworth. Like, I think those are... I'm trying to, like, think of, like, what's in my, like, wheelhouse. I would love a cameo on Rick and Morty. That would be fucking cool. Yeah. Those are the big ones. Yeah. It'd be cool to cameo on Rick and Morty. It'd be cool to, like... If Futurama's still around, I'd love to do Fry. So, I hope that answers your question. It wasn't a very fulfilling answer, I think, but it's an honest one. Let's see. Anonymous asks, "What color are my eyes?" I got brown eyes. I wish I had like a spicier answer for that, but no, my eyes are brown. I think with that, and also the incurring storm which is coming outside. I don't know if you guys can hear it. It is thundering and lightning and pouring from the heavens. So I'm going to wrap it up here before I lose power. So I will talk to you all later. Sorry for the delayed get to know night this week. Hopefully my hard drive won't break twice on me. The new one's coming in tomorrow, so I'm very excited to be able to post videos again, edit, and do all the stuff I normally do. But with that being said, if you have any more questions, please send them in on the link down below. And if you have any requests, go over to the request line. You should be able to find it. It should be under, like, requests. I'm going to put it out at the first of every month so that it's easier for people to find, because I think it's what happened was just getting buried. Anyway, that's behind-the-scenes stuff. You don't worry about that. Just know, look for the request line. If you have a request, it makes it way easier for me, and I'll make sure that your requests actually get done instead of, if they are on Get to Know Night, they probably will not get done. But with that being said, I will talk to you all later, and I hope you have a great rest of your week. Bye, everyone.